Good morning and welcome to Catalatte, where catechism meets your favorite caffeinated beverage, hence the name Catalatte. Today we talk faith, and this is one of those landmark catechism answers that will take a few days to work through. So let us plant our stakes now, because we are going to stick around Q&A 21 for a while. Lord's Day 7, question answer 21 reads, what is true faith? True faith is not only a sure knowledge whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in His Word, but also a hearty trust, which the Holy Ghost works in me by the gospel, that not only to others, but to me also, forgiveness of sins, everlasting righteousness, and salvation are freely given by God, merely of grace, only for the sake of Christ's merits. So much there. So we're going to look just at part of it. True faith is not only a sure knowledge, whereby I hold for truth all that God has revealed to us in His Word, but also a hearty trust. James 1:6 says, but let him ask in faith, with no doubting, for the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. Romans 4:16-18 tells us, that is why it depends on faith, in order that the promise may rest on grace and be guaranteed to all his offspring, not only to the adherent of the law, but also to the one who shares the faith of Abraham, who is father of us all. As it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gives life to the dead and calls existence the things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope, that he should become the father of many nations, as he has been told, so shall your offspring be. And then we jump to Romans 5:1. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So friends, Abraham is obviously credited for having faith, but it's not Abraham's faith in his faith for which he is credited. He is credited as being faithful, but the faith that he has was a gift from God. Faith is knowing, believing, trusting. Knowing who God is, and in the Latin, that's notitia, assenting, which includes acknowledging, accepting, admitting, approving, is assensus in the Latin. And then finally, that trust, fiducia, also the Latin. Notitia, assensus, fiducia. That knowing, that assenting, that trusting comprises true faith. You can know God. In a sense, you can believe that God exists and not trust Him. You can assent to the Bible, know the parts of the Bible, but yet not trust the Bible. So it's paramount for us to know that from this catechism that we need that hearty trust, that we receive but also rest in the promises of our Lord Jesus Christ, that the Father dispatched the Son to be our Redeemer King. And again, as Ephesians 2:8 puts it, that faith is a gift from God that we would not boast. Thanks be to God for that faith. Now, there's more to it, but we'll get to that next week. See you then at the Kirkside Cafe.